Photos: Michigan letter carrier awarded for saving child from dog mauling en route. By Amy Furr on March 21, 2025. A U.S. Postal Service letter carrier did not hesitate to act when she saw a child in distress in April of 2024 while on her route in Flint, Michigan. As letter carrier Rungfet Bodnar passed an area where a school bus had dropped off children, she realized a pit bull had bit down on a girl's leg and was dragging her, the Detroit Free Press reported Thursday. Another woman was trying to save the child, but her efforts proved fruitless as other children watched and screamed. Bodnar's incredible bravery and instincts led her to stop her vehicle, grab her dog spray, and sprint toward the child. The next few minutes, Bodnar and the other women battled with the animal. The letter carrier sprayed the dog in the eyes multiple times, but it kept attacking the child over and over, even after the other women picked up the child. Bodnar continued spraying the dog until it finally retreated. However, she stayed between it and the child as the animal moved into a neighbor's backyard. The letter carrier knew she needed more backup. Therefore, she called 911 and blocked the yard with her mail truck until police and animal control personnel arrived at the scene. After the mauling occurred, the girl was transported to a hospital where she underwent several surgeries. However, she was back at school about a month later, according to CBS News. Following the harrowing incident, Bodnar said of the child, "She comes up to me and gives me hugs. Every time she sees the mail truck, she comes running. That's the best." Bodnar said the dog was later euthanized and the girl suffered numerous bites, nearly losing her arm. The brave letter carrier was later named one of the National Association of Letter Carriers Heroes of the Year, NALC, and her story was documented on its website. Images show Bodnar receiving the honor. NALC President Brian Renfro said, "We are immensely proud of what the heroes being recognized did. They represent our country's best in public service. They truly are our heroes."